Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hour on deck for you guys. We'll start with Thursday Night Football, the Seahawks and the Cardinals, an all bird affair, if you will. We'll do sides, we'll do totals, we'll do props. And if you haven't been paying attention to the NFC West like you maybe should, we got you covered. At 7:20, we go on to Major League Baseball. It is absolutely wild right now. The Tigers just choked away a 15.5 game lead in their division. And if the season ends today, we get some really good first round matchups. Red Sox, Yankees, Mets, Dodgers. We tell you how to use the playoff scenarios to your advantage. I'll come up next with the next couple of segments here on the Daily Tip. All right, Jenks, I want to try to do something, and maybe it's gotcha journalism, but humor me for a minute.
Okay,
I'm going to give you a take, and you tell me if it is a good take, great take, or terrible take.
Okay.
The best beer of all time is Guinness on tap. True, false, or terrible?
I think it's a good take. I think it's a hot take. I've heard that numerous times. I've heard it's best when you actually have it overseas. You know, when you actually get real Guinness that hasn't been imported. But I would say it's not my favorite, but I don't mind that take. I've heard that, and Guinness is very good. So, yeah, I like that.
Ah, here's your headline. Michael Jenkins heartily agrees with Aaron Rodgers. Because this was a take from your best friend, Aaron Rodgers. Somebody asked him about his favorite beer, and he said an ice-cold Guinness on tap. And I was like, wow, that's actually a solid take from Aaron Rodgers.
That's solid. I can't lie. I'm more of an IPA person. Like, if I drink a beer, I want kind of a double IPA, like a really strong beer. I don't mind a hoppy beer. But Guinness on tap that is cold is very good. So I don't like A.A. Ron, but I think he's right here.
I wasn't expecting like a blue collar answer here. I was expecting something to the effect of, oh, well, I only drink kombucha. I only drink ayahuasca, you know, infused beer or something crazy like that. So like it is refreshing to hear him have like, I don't know, a decent take here and there. Because I understand like not all of his takes are terrible and he's not constantly high on ayahuasca. But that's how it feels sometimes. So Aaron Rodgers, a man of the people that still enjoys an ice-cold Guinness on tap. All right, let's get to this Thursday night football game because we have maybe what's going to be a good game, or at least odds makers are expecting so. Line is tight in this game. Seahawks 1-point road favorites here. This game in Arizona, total 43.5. So let's start by seeing if we can pick a winner here. So, Jenks, my first instinct is like, oh, the Seahawks look like the better team. Sam Darnold, I trust more, which is wild because there was a time in life when Kyler Murray was actually in the MVP race. Now, those days are long gone. DeAndre Hopkins is no longer on the Cardinals. And we've seen this Cardinals offense really struggle so far this season. It should be noted they're 2-1, but they have faced the likes of these quarterbacks. Spencer Rattler, Bryce Young, and Mac Jones, and they did not win against Mac Jones and the 49ers. They lost that game last week 16-15. Then you look at the Seahawks, who are also 2-1, lost to the Niners as well, beat up on Spencer Rattler and the Saints, and then beat up on Aaron Rodgers, his Guinness, and the Steelers, 31-17. So I think a lot of it is hinging on what we make of the Steelers, because the Seahawks won that game pretty handily on the road. A big win for them there, 31-17. So I still feel like there are a lot of unknowns about both of these teams. Do you have a leaning on a side here?
I like the Seahawks here, and I'm trying to decide if I'm going to play them. I was working on my bets as I was listening to you. I got 3 baseball bets, maybe a couple football bets, maybe some props. Thinking about going big today, which I say every single day, I feel like. Yeah, I like the Seahawks here, and this number has moved in their direction. This line opened with the Seahawks getting a point, and so we've seen it swing through zero. Now the Seahawks are laying a point and a half. I'd probably take them on the money. I did take them on the money line at minus 150. Now it's sitting at minus 125. I think ultimately what we're going to see here is I like Sam Darnold props as well. The Cardinals are very strong up front. They're very good against the run, but they have a lot of injuries in the secondary. If you look at their report right now, a lot of guys are questionable. They can be had in the secondary. I think Sam Darnold is going to pass a lot, and I still feel like that he is still undervalued in the market here. And so this is a team that I believe is better than we're giving them credit for. They're well coached. I'm not quite sure I buy into the Cardinals just yet. I think Sam Darnold's going to have a big night. I think based on how we've seen the Cardinals play defense that, again, you can attack their secondary. I think that's going to be the difference here. I think it might be a lower scoring game, but I'm going to go Seahawks. I like the line movement, and I like the matchup, again, with Sam Darnold.
Yeah, it looks like this line has moved to a point and a half overnight. And if you're looking at the money splits, the Seahawks are getting 68% of the money over at BetMGM. I do think that Sam Darnold is going to have a big night through the air, but you know how I feel about passing yardage props. Sometimes they're just tricky. It is low at 219 and a half, but a guy can have a great night, and especially if this game turns into a Seahawks route, and they have some, you know, good options in the run game with Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker III. So that's what I worry about, the passing yardage prop. I do think in the receiving game, we have a target share god in Jaxon Smith-Njigba. He has been putting up insane numbers from a fantasy perspective, from a props perspective, to the point where his prop tonight is 80 and a half, I believe. It's really high, but for good reason. You look at his last three games, 124 yards, 103 yards, and 90-yard targets, 13, 10, and 6. And one of those was a blowout game. The game where he only got 6 targets was against New Orleans. That was a 44-13 win. So if you're looking for somebody to trust, maybe when it's, you know, a same game parlay leg where it's like an alternate yards prop, you can go JSN like 70 plus or something. But I still think that he has such big game potential. The 80 and a half, it still feels too low to me. Like, he is the go-to guy in this offense. And if you think Sam Darnold's going to throw it, I feel like 80 and a half is still a very gettable number for JSN.
Yeah, I think it's a great play. I like that. I also like Trey Benson anytime touchdown for the Cardinals. If we're looking at the other side, just because James Conner is now out for the season, which is another reason why I like the Seahawks, right? So offensively, can the Cardinals keep up? Maybe. But James Conner is out, and Marvin Harrison Jr., I feel bad for the kid. He had a couple of really bad drops last week. He was really hard on himself after that game, and I saw some ridiculous post like, let's just admit this guy is an absolute bust. I was like, okay, I don't know about that. Yeah, whatever. I was just like, just keep scrolling, Michael, keep scrolling. He's going to be fine, but ultimately that is a huge hit to that Cardinals offense. So who are they going to go to? Who are they going to hand the ball off to? It's going to be Trey Benson. And also, he's been very explosive in limited duty, obviously, because he was the backup. But as soon as Connor was out last game, Benson came in, got 10 carries. He's averaging 6 yards per, and he's going to be a threat along with Kyler Murray in the red zone. So you can get Trey Benson at plus 110 anytime touchdown. I like that quite a bit, too.
Yeah, I think this is a good buy low spot on Trey Benson, simply because James Conner is out of the mix, and Trey Benson is going to take a lot of those opportunities. The problem is, if you're looking at it as like rushing prop, the Seahawks have been really good against the run, and they've played some good running backs. They faced off against Christian McCaffrey, and you're still looking at a Seahawks defense that's surrendering the third fewest yards per carry in the league at 3.2. So this is a tough matchup on paper for Trey Benson. So I think the way you play it is maybe the receiving prop. Because think about it. If you have a defense that's really good against the run, you have a good defensive line, sometimes the quarterbacks like to do the short and dumpy passes. And if you do look at the Seahawks on paper, they're giving up the most receiving yards to opposing running backs, but also they faced Christian McCaffrey, who is a bit of an outlier, and I think he's skewing those numbers just a bit. But we have seen some of these numbers for Trey Benson, in the receiving game. Last game, had 3 catches on 4 targets, only 9 yards, but I do think he is more involved now that James Connor is out of the mix. So I think maybe you play receptions. The number for him is 3.5, even money for the over, or you can play his receiving yards. It's 19.5, but it's really juicy at -150. So I think either of those plays are good ones. Any way you slice it, I do think we see a healthy dose of Trey Benson tonight.
Yeah, I think so as well. I like that play quite a bit, and I'd be with you on that. And again, this is when you can find some value on players that aren't big time names yet, or you haven't seen what they can do. There's still some question marks because will he be the guy? I mean, they really like him. That's why they drafted him out of Florida State. But yeah, plus money there, I'd go for it. And you know, I'm not even a props person, so I like that a lot.
I'm wondering what we do see from Marvin Harrison Jr. tonight, because you were just talking about like the doubters and the haters, you know, kind of discounting him. But like his number is really low tonight, or at least for somebody with his potential. 46.5, his average this season is 47.3. And here's the thing, last game, he had a couple passes that he dropped that could have put him way over, you know, this number, because he finished last week with 44 receiving yards, 3 catches. But the targets are still there, and I do think that he will continue to be, you know, a part of this passing game.
Sure.
Because, like, you're not just going to give up on somebody who is as talented as Marvin Harrison Jr. So he's at least 5 targets every single game this season. So if you're willing to buy low on somebody, maybe Marvin Harrison Jr. is it, but I've heard that take on BTJ before, and you're like, nah, dude, I've seen him drop passes. I will not be buying low on that penny stock.
I mean, I just feel like he's too crazy talented. He's bulked up in the offseason, put in a lot of work, and he's talked about that and how he wanted to, you know, make that impact that a lot of us thought he was going to make during his rookie year. But the idea that he's some sort of bust is pretty preposterous. I expect it is a nice bounce back spot for him, I think. And also, he's got a guy who can certainly throw him the ball in Kyler Murray. And he had chances. Like, he had that wide open on a, I think it was like a 1st and 20, like wide open, and he just, he didn't catch it with his hands. Hit him in the chest. He had another opportunity in the end zone where he missed that one as well. He's just too good for that to happen again. So even though he's a name, he still hasn't performed up to expectation just yet. So because of that, I think that number has dropped, and you can find some value there. So I don't know if that's where I want to put my money, but I, at some point, the talent is there, and he's going to have a big day, and maybe it'll be tonight.
Yeah, maybe it will be. I'm wondering what we see from Kyler Murray and his legs. And the fact that I think every time you watch Kyler Murray, you're like, wow, I forgot how fast he was. Like, he is so small and shifty that this is what makes him tough to defend. And this is what made him great at his peak when he was in the MVP discussion. So if you look at some of his rushing props tonight, 5.5 is the number of rushing attempts. Just to the over at -145, I think that's a good look. He's been averaging well over this so far this season. He's hit this in every game. 6 carries, 7 carries, 7 carries. Or you could go, you know, the bet that has more top-end potential, because obviously when you play yards, you know, you could get it in one rush. So 28.5 is the number. He's averaging 35.7. Just to the over at -118. I do think, especially in like primetime games when the lights are the brightest, this is when the quarterback rushing props are my favorite, because you know they're going to go for those extra yards. Not that, like, you know, a Sunday noon kickoff is not as meaningful, but still, this is a big divisional game for the Cardinals at home, and especially with a good Seahawks defense, I do think Kyler Murray will try to take advantage of his speediness.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to play this prop on some level. I don't know if I'm going to do a lower number and lay the juice, or I'm going to go over 28 and a hook. That was sitting at 29 and a hook yesterday, so it's gone down a touch. Now juice to the over. Yesterday it was juice to the under, so it's going to settle somewhere in there. But this is a guy who's averaged more than 35 yards per game this season on the ground. I think you make a great point about it being in prime time. And also, let's go back to James Conner for a second, right? Okay, sure. They'll probably hand the ball off to Trey Benson, but certainly Trey Benson is not James Conner. What does it mean? It means that the Cardinals will probably rely more on Kyler Murray to take off in particular situations. And there's something about him this year. He looks a lot more spry, I guess, on the ground than he has in the past. Maybe that's just the eye test, but when I watch him, I'm like you. He's had some highlight reel runs where you're like, oh, whoa, I'd forgotten. I mean, he's been pretty frisky there on the ground, so I'm going big card today, and I like that a lot.
When I think of the word spry, I think of the movie Bad Santa, when he's like, is your grandma spry? And I'm like, oh, well, I think I would put Kyler Murray a bit above, like, Granny from Bad Santa. But yes, the point is well received. And I think it also matters that the Seahawks have been good against the run game, like, when it comes to running backs. Like, limiting Christian McCaffrey to only 69 yards, not nice, on 22 carries, is a big deal to me. So, like, if you're not getting a bunch of yards on the ground with your running back, I think the way to attack it is to have some designed runs or just maybe let Kyler Murray take off on a few plays. So I think that's a really solid look. And the more I look at this, the more plays I like. Even though, you know, you got to be careful, especially when some of these games have been really low scoring for both of these teams. So we'll see how this one turns out in the NFC West. All right, next, we got to get to the drama that is Major League Baseball. How to play the playoff scenarios to your advantage with our daily baseball bets next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Off and running on a Thursday edition of the Daily Tip. This segment will be dedicated to baseball. And let me sell you on MLB for a hot second, because I understand it's very easy to put the blinders on for football, but we have all sorts of drama brewing in baseball. Between the Tigers blowing a 15.5 game lead, it's the Guardians who now lead that division after winning yet again last night, or you look at teams like the Astros, who probably aren't even going to make the playoffs. And then you have first-round matchups that look like, you know, a producer's dream. If you're talking about somebody who's writing the script to the postseason picture, first-round matchups of the Tigers and the Guardians. The Guardians, the hottest team in baseball. The Tigers, the coldest team in baseball. And they're just playing now. So it looks like the Guardians kind of have their number. Then you have the Red Sox and the Yankees and the AL East in the wild card portion of the American League. And then over on the National League, you have a first-round matchup of the Mets and the Dodgers, the two biggest media markets in the country meeting in the first round. And who do they get in the second round? The Phillies. Congratulations, Phillies. You get to play the Dodgers or the Mets. I do think the Phillies have a good shot to win it all, though. And then you look at the MVP race, and Cal Raleigh has taken an absolute moment and turned it into an absolute season. He hit 59 and 60 numbers home runs last night in a big game, and here's how it sounded.
Fly ball to right field! Catcher has hit 60 home runs. Your MVP moment, Cal Raleigh.
Hell yeah. What a call. Your MVP moment for Cal Raleigh. He absolutely should win MVP. And there was something else in that call that I think needs to be shouted from the rooftops. 60 home runs in a season by a catcher is a massive deal. And people need to realize this. I said this yesterday. I'll say it every single day until people get on the train. And listen, there's only a few days left in the season, so time is running out to get on the big dumper train. But, Jenks, better late than never.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome yesterday where Aaron Judge went deep. I mean, Kyle Schwarber went deep twice. Like, all the big guns were out last night. And so just when it looked like some of these other guys who are making a push were sort of trying to have their MVP moments, Cal Raleigh had the biggest one of all, two. And so that crowd was electric. Like, watching those highlights, hearing the calls, it was unbelievable. He deserves it. I think he's the MVP, and I hope he gets it.
Absolutely. And those fans have a reason to be excited, because not only is Cal Raleigh looking like the MVP this year, the Mariners also clinched the division and could be the top spot in the American League. And it's been a while for the Mariners. And I still have this, like, sinking feeling in the pit of my stomach that this is not a Mariners team to be trusted, because that's kind of what we've seen over the course of the last few seasons. But I will say this. The Astros are not playing well. And usually, you know, the Achilles heel to the Mariners is the Astros. Like, usually they are put, you know, put down by the hands of the Astros. So at least the Astros are playing poorly. They got blanked by the Athletics last night. So I feel like if the Astros don't make the playoffs, I think I have some faith in the Mariners.
I mean, look, the proof is what they're doing right now. And I think this team is just, it's just different, right? It's different than what we've seen in previous seasons when what would happen. They would start to play well, then they would falter at the end. And I think that we forget how talented this Mariners team is. Like, I thought we'd be talking about Julio Rodriguez right now. We forget that they have a guy like him who also went deep last night, by the way. But that gets lost in the fact that Cal Raleigh is on this historic run. Have a really good pitching staff, you know. And so, obviously, being in this position, they're going to have home field advantage early on. So there's a lot to like about Seattle.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that it's really simplistic to put a handicap on a baseball team or a baseball game and say, oh, vibes matter. It sounds stupid, but Jenks, I feel like baseball is so streaky. And you see these teams just get on these unreal hot streaks, and that's kind of how the game goes. Like, look at the Guardians. So as much as I don't want to say, like, oh, bet on this team based on vibes, it's kind of the case for the Guardians.
Well, yeah, I mean, they just can't be stopped, right? Like, they just keep winning and winning and winning and winning. And, you know, sometimes if you look at a team on paper, it just doesn't tell you the whole story, right? You'll look at a team and say, oh my God, they should be dominating, or they shouldn't be this good. And the Guardians are good, but when you look at them on paper, they don't necessarily stack up with some of the other teams. But sometimes you match up well, you have a certain chemistry, you get hot, momentum is a real thing, especially in baseball, and they have all of those things right now.
Yeah, and if matchups matter and your first round matchup is the Tigers, the team that you're making quick work of in really meaningful games, you already had a dress rehearsal for the postseason. And then in the next round, we would get the winner of the Tigers and the Guardians goes against the Mariners. So I know those are not teams that jump off the page like in normal years, But this season, that would be a great second round matchup, whoever advances out of that one. All right, so before we get to our handicaps, I do want to single out Tariq Skubal because he did something the other night that I think needs to be mentioned. So, Jenks, you know the instance when Tariq Skubal was pitching against the Guardians a couple nights ago. Mm-hmm. And so he threw a pitch, and it was a fastball, and David Fry was trying to bunt it. It came back and hit him in the face, and it was a very scary moment. David Fry had to go to the hospital. I think he fractured several bones in his face. You could tell that Tariq Skubal was really shaken up by this moment. And after the game, it would have been very easy for Tariq Skubal to hang his head and say, wow, that was a big game. We just lost. You know, we just blew this huge lead in the division. But instead of sitting at home and pouting, he went to go visit David Fry in the hospital. Yeah. And I feel like that was a very classy move by Tariq Skubal. So say what you want about Tariq Skubal and some of these terrible throws that he made, you know, to first base, but I feel like that is a very redeeming quality. And it shows that, like, some things are better, bigger than sports.
Oh, absolutely. And you could tell that, first of all, watching this play was just, you could hear Fry's face crack. I mean, he has multiple facial fractures, broken nose. It was awful to watch. And then Tariq Skubal's reaction was he knew immediately what had happened and knew that it was bad. And yeah, I, you know, when you have a guy who understands that at the end of the day, this is just a game and your health and your friends and family and people who care about you, your teammates, you know, that is ultimately so much more important than anything that happens on the diamond, on the gridiron, whatever it is. And so he didn't have to do that. You could come out. That's the thing. You could easily sit in front of a camera and say, I'm thinking about him. I hope he's okay, and say all the right things, and it would have been fine. But to take that extra step and say, no, I'm not just going to say it. I really do care. I'm going to go there and make sure he's all right, because ultimately we're playing a sport. We're playing a game we love. That mm-hmm. is sort of the real underlying, I think, not issue, but it's sort of the underlying feeling, which is this is just a game. So I'm here to tell you, I know it's just a game, and I'm sorry this happened. So good on Tariq Skubal for doing that. And best wishes to David Fry. I hope he comes back better than ever.
Yeah, a good human move by Tariq Skubal. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get to our daily baseball bets today. And if you're going to be playing baseball, you might as well do it over at BetMGM with an MLB Parlay Boost token. Swing big on your next MLB Parlay. Use this Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits, only at BetMGM. All right, Jank, so the first impression rose for me is usually pitching matchups. We do a lot of first five unders on this show. And mm-hmm. so this one stood out to me. Mets and Cubs tonight. We have Nolan McLean, who's been very good for the Mets, the young guy, 4-1 with a 1.27 ERA, going against Shota Imanaga, 9-7 with a 3.37 ERA. And I know Shota has had some slip-ups this year, a total of 7.5 in this game. But I think you can make a strong case for the Mets. You can make a strong case for a lower scoring game. But what are you making a case for in this game? Did you look at this one?
The Mets, yeah. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. I'm looking at that for sure, just because you've got Shota. And he's been, here's the thing about Shota, is that he hasn't been quite as dominant as he was earlier in the season. But he also works longer into games as well, right? So he'll go 6-7 innings sometimes. I would also lean towards Noah McLean, who has been just unbelievable here. Like, he's been untouchable. The Cubs have not seen him. And I think because when you see Shota, I think for the casual batter, you're like, oh my God, it's Shota Imanaga. Nolan McLean has been the better pitcher here. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so you can actually get the Mets in the first five money line at minus 105, which I think is a great price. I would also look at an under in this game, deciding where I'm going to go, but I like both of those bets.
I feel like that first five price is like a little mispriced, right?
Yes,
because I feel like the Mets are the better overall offense. Mm-hmm. Nolan McLean has had the better numbers. So I think just from a value standpoint, and I understand it's on the road, and sometimes that matters, especially for a team who, over the course of the season, the Mets do not have good splits on the road, but that has kind of righted itself over the last month. It was more of a first of the season thing, and it's just their offense is so good. And I was looking against their numbers against lefties as well, and all of the numbers kind of align here. So I feel like the Mets in the first five, or even the full game, I think is a good play in this one, just simply based on value. All right, free roll here, Jenks. Where shall we go next?
Kind of like the, trying to decide when we'll play it, but I kind of like the Rays today, taking on the Orioles. Drew Rasmussen taking on Cade Povich. Do I really want to trust the Rays? I mean, here's the thing. The Rays aren't good, but because of that, you can kind of find a decent price on, I think, what is a pitching mismatch. Like, Cade Povich is a guy worth fading. And so at home this season, he's 1-5 with a 5.66 ERA. He's made 21 starts this season. The Orioles have lost 14 of them. In other words, the O's win about 33% of the time when he's on the hill. Drew Rasmussen has been quietly very consistent this season, 2 runs or less in 11 of his last 13. And of course, once those starters are done, what do you get? You get an Orioles bullpen, which is the second worst bullpen in the American League, second only to the Halos. So pretty evenly matched here. You have a starting pitching advantage, you have a bullpen advantage, and you have a guy who historically has pitched well over the past couple months, Andrew Rasmussen. So leaning towards the Rays on the money line.
I think the only knock against Drew Rasmussen is that they have a really short leash on him. I think he's on a pitch count of some sort. Like, he hasn't gone above 82 pitches this month. So maybe if you play the Rays, you can make a case for the first five. Or I haven't looked at their bullpen stats. But I think, you know, that's your one caution I would give you on Drew Rasmussen, because he has been good, you know, over his last few or so. Only went 3 innings against the Red Sox, but that is a better offense on paper. It's just, here's my bottom line on both these teams. Jinx, I'm not a huge fan of betting on teams that feel untrustworthy, like one way or another. I want to bet on really good teams who are dependably good, or really bad teams who are dependably bad. I feel like both these teams are kind of in the middle. Like, even yesterday, like, I would have played the Orioles behind Tyler Wells, and it wasn't the case. It was the Rays who won that game. So it's just, sometimes I don't like trusting these type of teams.
No, I get that, and that's sort of where I am. It's like, okay, I feel like the numbers point me in the direction of Tampa Bay. I feel like this matchup works to our advantage, but also, these are two very mediocre teams at best, right? The Rays are not a good team. Mm-hmm. And when you don't have a good team on any given night, they could just falter and, you know, put up a goose egg or something like that. So I totally hear that. I tend to try to find advantages for better teams, whether it's on the run line or a good line on, or a good price on the money line. And then you're like, okay, I like this angle. And also, this is a good team. So I get that.
Yeah, but the tricky part right now is that some of these really good teams don't have a ton to play for. Like, the Phillies have a commanding lead in the NL East. And, like, today they have Walker Buehler going, who doesn't have good numbers, 9-7 with a 5.13 ERA, and they're minus 170 against the Marlins. So Jansen Junk is pitching, which is somebody who we normally either take an over or fade the Marlins here. But, like, is it enough to play the Phillies on the run line? Do you get what I'm saying? Is that, like, some of these teams just don't have a ton to play for. Like, maybe they win, and they should, because they're good teams. It's just the urgency does not feel there.
Yeah, I get that. The one thing I would say is that Junk has not been good. Like, he will give up runs. There's no question. He will give up runs. He's given up, what, at least 3 runs in 9 consecutive appearances, so he will get hit. And also, we know the Phillies' bats, right? They're strange, where they're away from Philly, but when they're at Citizens Bank Park, they completely come alive. They're a completely different team. We saw that last night with Schwarber going deep twice and the Philly offense exploding. So, and Walker Buehler has been better recently. I don't know if I necessarily trust him. ERA over 5, but I don't think this is a bad spot to take Philadelphia.
Oh, what about an over? Like, you kind of talked me into it there. Like, if you believe in the Phillies bats, and if you believe that I almost called him Ferris Buehler. If you believe that Walker Buehler is going to give up some runs, so the total is 9, and I'm looking to see what we can get on maybe an 8, because the 9 is minus 120, so we probably won't get an 8.
Yeah.
Let's see, just for fun. Over 8 is minus 200. Never mind. But what about a total in this one? I'm looking at the money split. 60% of the money is on over 9. I don't think that's a terrible look if you believe in the Marlins and their offense.
Yeah, I think that's the one sabotage. I'm probably going to play this game, I think. The only thing I worry about is the Marlins could go cold. They could. I mean, they don't necessarily have the bats that Philly has. But I do like the over in this game. I think Walker could get touched up. Well, not touched up, but maybe they can play a couple of runs against him. That's the only sabotage factor, is Philly going off and then the Marlins go cold, which is why I would say if you like Philly on a run line, if you like plus money here, that's not a bad bet either.
Or you could do a Phillies team total, even though I think you probably have to play 5.5. All right, so if you love baseball, stick with us. Buster Olney of ESPN is coming up next here on the show. You won't want to miss it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back as Hour 2 rolls on here on The Daily Tip. Jenks, I was just laughing to myself because I feel like I need to make that meme that features Bernie Sanders that says, I am once again asking for you guys to pay attention to baseball because we have all kinds of drama right now. Because I get it. It's football season. A lot of people are like, baseball. But listen, it feels like we are among one of the most exciting stretches in baseball we've had in a long time.
Oh, man. I don't even know where to start. I cannot wait to hear what Buster has to say, whether it's the Tigers' collapse or Cal Raleigh's chase, getting to last night, getting to 60. You know, are the Astros going to find a way in? The Reds need to avoid being swept by the Pirates today. Didn't see that coming. There's all sorts of great, and most of those are team storylines, not to mention the individual storylines, like Paul Skenes was great last night. Like, I'm just kind of going off here, but it's been an awesome year in baseball, and in particular, the last 2 weeks have been fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. So who better to campaign for your attention in baseball than Buster Olney, who joins us now. He is the MLB insider and senior writer for ESPN. So Buster, sell the people on baseball right now.
Well, I think the big sales point, and good morning, guys, is the fact we have no idea what's going to happen. It is absolutely so wide open in a way that I've never seen in my, 35-plus years covering baseball, where it feels like that all of these teams are so flawed in different ways, and they have so many issues that everyone needs to basically MacGyver their way to an opportunity to win the World Series. I mean, you think about the Dodgers last night, defending champions, massive payroll, all kinds of resources, and who are they rolling out of the bullpen? Roki Sasaki, who hasn't been in the big leagues in 4 months, 5 months, and Clayton Kershaw at the end of his career, and they're sort of auditioning guys for that role. Last night, the New York Mets, $340 million payroll. You know, they had Jonah Tong, who's 3 weeks in the big league, starting the game, and they follow him with Sean Manaea and Clay Holmes. You know, we did that game on television last night. I'm on my way to O'Hare right now. It was insane to think about, you know, all of the decisions that all these managers have to make to try to, you know, revitalize the team, find solutions. I mean, it is amazing how wide open it is.
Buster, one thing that we've seen that I sort of mentioned at the top of the segment is the Tigers and their collapse.
Yeah.
What in the world has happened to Detroit?
So in late June, I mean, they looked like the best team in the American League, no question. In late June, we started to see some evaporation in that pitching staff around Tarek Skubal. You know, on the day that Skubal pitched, they were the best team in baseball. But then on the other days, their bullpen started to be kind of a mess. And that's why at the trade deadline, it was surprising to me that they didn't do more. You know, I think that their front office basically played to what we thought was a sturdy lead and felt like, okay, we can take the efficiency route. They went out and added Finnegan in a deal with the Washington Nationals, but they didn't go big at that time, and they're paying the price for it right now. And they are struggling. What is it now? 8 straight losses. I think it's 11 out of 12. Their last 12 they lost. They're 26-39. That's a .400 winning percentage since July 9th. But here's the crazy thing. As bad as the Tigers have been, and they're, you know, a 15.5 game lead in the American League Central going away, there's still an excellent chance they're going to make the playoffs because the Houston Astros would have to leapfrog them. We just had the Astros on Sunday Night Baseball. They are so beaten up with injuries. Yordan Alvarez out, sprained his ankle. Jeremy Pena, you know, with the oblique injury that he suffered the other day. Josh Hader out. They've had to overcome so much. I actually think it's a miracle they're even in the conversation at this point. And Detroit holds a tiebreaker over Houston. So, you know, Houston is one game behind Detroit. They would have to go over the top, and they're playing on the road right now. So I still think Detroit's going to get in, despite the fact they've utterly collapsed.
It's crazy. It's crazy to imagine a postseason without the Astros, too. Like, both sides of that equation are kind of crazy to me. But let me ask you a theory question. How much of these streaks is based on the manager? Like, do you place the blame or the credit at the manager's footsteps, or do you say this is the team? Do you say it is a joint effort? Because you could do it in two ways. You could look at the Tigers and say, okay, A.J. Hinch needs to get his troops together. Or you could say, like, look at the Guardians, hottest team in baseball right now. And I know people really love Stephen Vogt. How much of the credit or blame goes to the managers when you have these teams on these big streaks?
1%. This is all about the parity in baseball to me right now is all about this incredible wave of pitching injuries that we've seen. You know, as pitchers have worked to increase velocity, as they built up their bodies, we're seeing so many more injuries. And I think those have become the great equalizer where all these staffs are breaking down all over the place. And so what do they need to rely on when that happens? Bullpens, which happen to be the most volatile part of any team in a given year. I mean, right now, normally when we get to the postseason, there are 3, 4, 5 teams with really great bullpens. There's only one great bullpen, and that's the San Diego Padres. Everybody else has problems. I mentioned the Dodgers. Their bullpen is decimated by injuries, which is why they're asking Kershaw at the end of his career, hey, can you get a few outs? You know, coming out of the bullpen, and Kershaw told him, I'll give you whatever you want. The Mets, I'm sure today, are waking up trying to formulate a pitching plan. Same thing with A.J. Hinch. It really is remarkable how much the pitching injuries, I think, have pulled all these teams together in a mess. I mean, think about the Yankees. You know, a month ago, people were calling for the firing of Aaron Boone, and are they going to make massive change? Guys, they might wind up being the number one seed in the American League.
Yeah. We're chatting with Buster Olney, the Major League Baseball insider and senior writer for ESPN. Of course, if you know baseball, you know Buster. And since you mentioned the Yankees, let me ask you, Buster. I mean, here we go and down the wire here. And Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh for MVP. Who do you got?
So, Look, if you told me that you thought that Aaron Judge should be the MVP, I'd go, that's totally reasonable. You're talking about the best right-handed hitter we've ever seen. He's having this incredibly historic season in terms of, you know, his average in OPS. But having been, you know, a baseball writer for a long time, I do not think, and I don't have a vote for American League MVP, I think that the writers are going to vote for Cal Raleigh. Because I think it comes down to this. A catcher hitting 60 home runs and leading a pitching staff to a division title in Seattle, you know, a switch hitting catcher at that, and passing all these benchmarks, most home runs in a year by a catcher, most home runs ever by a switch hitter, most home runs in Mariners history, and yes, he has a chance to break whose record for American League home runs? Aaron Judge. You know, he still has a few days left, and who knows, he might, you know, might tie it, he might pass it. I just think that's a story that the writers will not be able to pry themselves away from, and I think Cal Raleigh's going to win the MVP.
It does feel like a magical season for the Mariners, and I feel like there's this feeling in the pit of my stomach that, like, you can't trust the Mariners in the postseason, but I'll say this. Looks like the Astros aren't going to make the postseason. It feels like that is their biggest nemesis. So, do you trust the Mariners this year?
I trust it. I mean, the Mariners in the American League West, I agree with you. They've had so many ups and downs that you look at that team and you wonder how it's going to respond in the postseason. But I've had, you know, people basically since the trade deadline, when Jerry DePoto, their head of baseball operations, went all in an effort to try to win the World Series. They traded for Josh Naylor. They traded for Eugenio Suarez. It's one of the deepest lineups in the American League. In theory, their rotation is the best in the American League. But, of course, Brian Wu, the guy who's been effectively their ace this year, came off the mound the other night with a you know, right pectoral tightness. We don't know exactly what his status is going to be going forward, how effective he will be. But if you told me that the Mariners were, you know, the American League team dogpiling at the end and going to the World Series, that wouldn't surprise me. I think on paper they are the best team at the moment. It just depends a lot on what can Wu give them, you know, what can Logan Gilbert give them, and whether or not their bullpen will hold up. Because when we saw them last weekend in Houston, that group was on fumes. So they will really benefit from having a few days off this weekend and maybe a bye in that first round to set themselves up for the postseason.
So many great storylines, so many great insights from Buster Olney today. He is MLB insider and senior writer for ESPN. Buster, we really do appreciate your time. We know it is a busy time of year. Thanks so much.
Well, I appreciate it. Enjoy it down the stretch. I mean, it is nuts.
Poof. Absolutely. Grab your popcorn, Jenks.
Yeah.
We've been watching every night in our household. I am actually glad that we bought the extra innings package.
Oh, yeah.
In baseball. Now I just have to pry my husband away from Ryder Cup stuff this weekend and maybe dialing into some of these baseball games.
I mean, it's so funny that I've always, baseball was my first love as a sport growing up. And it was so huge in the 80s. I mean, I used to watch the baseball bunch with Johnny Bench and collect baseball cards and played baseball. And then I kind of got away from it. And actually, this show, in a big way, has kind of brought me back to loving the game. And when you have all of these storylines, yeah, really. And so I watch it, keep up with it, and it sort of helped me sort of scratch the surface and say, oh, yeah, I remember when I used to be so passionate. And so to be passionate again. Ooh, good call, Double D. This week in baseball, absolute classic. And so to sort of rediscover that has been awesome. And we've got the storylines and the players to go along with it.
I think most people don't follow baseball because they don't understand baseball enough to. Because I think baseball has so many layers. And I understand it's like a slower sport. It's almost like one of those HBO shows that like takes a while to get into it. But once you understand it, it's really good. It's like some of these other sports are so fast and so easy to learn that I think it's tough for people who just don't know the intricacies. Because it is a great sport. You just got to get to know it.
Yeah.
So that is my sales pitch for baseball. I have been campaigning hard over the last two segments. Hopefully you watch. But if football is more your speed, we've got Thursday night football plays after the break here on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.